This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back. Remember, more information about the show can now be found on our Facebook page. Visit Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Go there now and like us there now, and you can actually join the conversation there as well. In the studio with me now is Brooke Griffin. Brooke is the creator of SkinnyMom.com and the author of a new cookbook called Skinny Suppers. It's our pleasure to welcome Brooke Griffin to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. I'm excited about the book. I was looking through it last night, and I'm really excited to talk about it. But let's talk about this now. You grew up not too far from here. What was life like growing up in Corbin, Kentucky?
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, it's a small town, and it was life growing up was true to that, like a small town feel. My family, I have this huge family, so I can remember, you know, more than 40 of us. It would be a Sunday tradition. We would kind of pile in my granny's house for suppers after church, and we had, you know, just the one or two public schools. Everybody knew each other. It was a pretty surreal experience growing up in a small town like that.
Okay. Now, Brooke, you were living your dreams. You were a Cincinnati Bengals cheerleader. You were crowned a Fitness Universe champion. You got married, had a baby, and on the outside looking in, it looked like you had it all. You're a beautiful young lady.
Oh, thank you.
It looks like you had it all, but on the inside, not so much. What happened?
Yeah, you know, I went through a very difficult personal time in 2011. I had just had my son, so I was a new mom, and I found myself going through an unexpected divorce. I had gained 70 pounds during my pregnancy. I had to move out of my home. I moved back in with my parents at almost 30 years old, which was humbling, and I was really battling depression and anxiety at the time. So what seemed like a perfect life was definitely kind of crumbling on the inside and the outside at that point.
Okay. You talked about depression, right? Tell us about, we do shows on depression, but tell me about what you experienced, what your experience was like.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know, looking back, it was just, there were so many things that were kind of out of my control with the divorce. There was a lot of shame and guilt that came from that. And then I think with, you know, having been so involved in my physical shape with being a Bengal and with the fitness, I was used to kind of looking a certain way. And now I had a lot of weight that I had gained. And then I think just it's overwhelming being a new mom outside of going through all of those things at the same time. So there were days that I can honestly say it was hard for me to get up out of bed. I struggled with, you know, loneliness and worry. And so the depression was very overwhelming.
Okay. But you say that God spoke to you. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I truly felt like I had this incredible moment of faith. I was, you know, upstairs at my parents. I was praying. I was really at this place of brokenness. And I just had this overwhelming sense of peace that came over to me when I prayed. And I really felt like, you know, whether it was my own you know, just this hope that came over me, and I felt like it was my faith, and he kind of spoke to my heart and wanted me to trust him in this moment and really give my life back to him.
And in case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to Brooke Griffin. Brooke is the author of a beautiful new cookbook. It's called Skinny Suppers. We'll talk more about the book in a second here. Now, you just talked about this. You say that you gained 70 pounds after the birth of your son, and then you then started SkinnyMom.com. Before we talk about the cookbook, let's talk about SkinnyMom.com.
Yeah. So, you know, after I went through this place of depression, I kind of felt like I had some this renewed sense of hope. I started working out, posting workouts to a blog that I called Skinny Mom, where moms get the skinny. And I started cooking healthy. I took a lot of my granny's recipes and family recipes and made them lightened up and started posting them. And what went from a few family and friends following, it came, started attracting 1,000 or more viewers a month. And now SkinnyMom.com reaches about 6 million visitors every single month.
You just said it. You reach over 6 million people. How did the idea for this blog, how did it change your life? You thought that you would just send this blog out to a couple of friends. Tell me how this really has changed your life, this blog, Skinny Mom.
Yeah, well, it's completely changed my life in that, one, I love getting to share, you know, the workouts and the meals, and this is my passion, and I enjoy getting to do something I love every day. But hearing from the women and the moms that come to the site, it's overwhelming because it's almost like I have this community of moms where we support and encourage each other. It's more than I could have ever truly imagined.
Okay. And it's skinnymom.com. Is
yes,
that right?
Skinnymom.com. And our tagline is where moms get the skinny. So it's all about great content.
All right. And so, as I mentioned earlier, you have this beautiful new cookbook. I stayed up all night. I just looking through the pages, you know, made me want to get out of bed and start cooking, but that didn't exactly happen. But recipes look really great. But you just came back from this whirlwind tour. You know, you've been to New York promoting the book. What was that like for you?
It was a whirlwind for sure. It's been incredible, the opportunities and I guess the doors that have opened to promote the cookbook. And we actually just found out Friday that Skinny Suppers is a national bestseller on the USA Today list.
Wow. Well,
yay.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank
look
you.
At that. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. But it's been exciting to one, get to share my story because I think for so long I was kind of afraid to share, you know, that struggle that I went through, and a lot of women and moms have been relating to that. So that's been encouraging. And then it's just been great to share, you know, just my passion for healthy cooking. It's
okay,
been exciting.
So who cool did you get to talk to on this tour when you were in New York? I know you were in New York. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So, well, we just did an interview with the New York Post, which was pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, being from Cincinnati, that was a big deal. And then we had one day where I did 26 interviews that were just kind of all satellite interviews. So we were all on all kinds of different CBS, ABC affiliate, NBC stations. And then I think because I do have a passion for the Lord and my faith, I got to go to the 700 Club and share my testimony, which was huge because I grew up watching them. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Look at that. So did that already air?
Yes, it already aired.
Well, mm-hmm. Good, good. Thanks. Well, we'll have to look that up. Good. Well, congratulations on that dream fulfilled. So the cookbook, how many recipes are in this book?
There's 125 recipes. And 100 are just dinners, suppers, as I like to call it, refer to them as, and then 25 side dishes that really pair well with the suppers for a complete meal.
Okay, so let's go back and let's talk about the inspiration behind this cookbook. And you touched on this, but it's very personal for you.
Yes, I mean, the cookbook is dedicated to my granny. She was my true inspiration. You know, growing up in a small town in Kentucky, she cooked for us all the time. And some of my most fondest childhood memories are from eating suppers at my granny's. So that was a big inspiration. And then I have to say the other inspiration was just the entire SkinnyMom.com community. The women would write in and say, you know, is there a place for us to have all of these recipes? And, you know, would you ever think about doing a cookbook? So there was a lot of encouragement there from the community as well.
And I understand that a publisher, you got a call from a publisher. And what was that like for you?
Oh, my goodness. It was completely life changing. I mean, you know, you kind of have dreams in your mind that, you know, one day I would love to write a book or a cookbook. But I just opened my inbox. It was November 2014. And there was a senior editor from a large publishing company saying, would you want to write a cookbook with us? So it was just incredible.
Wow, good. And again, in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. For more information on the show, you can like us on our Facebook page. Just visit Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now and join the conversation. This morning, we're speaking to Brooke Griffin. The title of the book is Skinny Supper. She's here this morning to talk about the book. Now, let's talk about the process. You know, so the publisher, they contact you. So now the pressure's on because now you have to produce this book. What was the process like putting these recipes together? Even though this was very personal for you, what was that process like?
Well, the process was definitely a lot of work. And I actually have to be honest in that I almost said no, because after the publisher came back, it's typical that you usually have about two and a half years to do a cookbook. They came back and said, you have 5 months.
Wow.
Fast turnaround. And so I almost was just like, I don't know if I can do this, but I'm so glad that I just said, you know what, we're going to go for it. My house was turned upside down. My kitchen, I would cook 3 and 4 meals a day. So you can imagine
what?
How happy my neighbors were. They got all kinds of good suppers.
Wow.
And then all of the food photography was done in my living room. So it was just covered with dishes and fabrics. It was an incredible experience, but long days for sure.
Okay, so Brooke, let me just put this out there right now. The next time you do a cookbook, and if you need someone to sample some food, I am here for you, okay?
Yes, I will visit the radio station for sure.
All right, I don't mind visiting you as well. So. I'm always down for a good meal. All right. So let's talk about some of your favorite recipes in the book.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Where to start? Well, I have to definitely say my favorite is Southern Shrimp and Grits. I'm from the South, so you eat grits for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Then I also love, there's a Supreme Pizza Pasta Casserole. I think when you put pizza, pasta, and casserole in one dish, it's going to turn out great. Also, there's, you know, I love cooking low carb, and there's a delicious cheeseburger lettuce wrap, a Mexican meatloaf. This book is filled with classic comfort food and Southern favorites, and I, you know, I figured out a way to make them skinny but taste delicious.
Okay, now you say this book is perfect for families. How so?
Yeah, well, I have a five-year-old, and so he's a great tester. So I think it's perfect for families because I wanted this cookbook to be one of those books where you could cook a meal and you wouldn't have to cook a separate dish for your kids. So all of the recipes are family friendly, but they have great taste so adults can enjoy them as well.
Okay. Now for working moms listening this morning, what's a quick go-to recipe from this book? You know, we're all so very busy. I think moms are looking for that quick fix.
Yes. So throughout this cookbook, there's several that I kind of note with an icon called Weeknight Wonders. So you can get them from prep to table in less than 30 minutes. And a great one is I love taco night. So the blackened fish tacos are great, easy to make, and they're really good.
All right. I love a good taco night myself. Sounds good. Now, you talked about this. You have a son. For moms, what's a good kid-friendly recipe in the book? And I saw the chicken nuggets, I believe, that
yes.
are the tenders, and they look really good.
Oh, they are. Those are my little guy's favorite recipe, chicken nuggets. And then there's obviously mac and cheese, broccoli mac and cheese, a lot of great pasta dishes. There's a creamy cheese penne pasta. I would say that the majority of the dishes are going to be kid friendly. And then something else that I really wanted to focus on with this cookbook is just the fact that it's all about getting your family back around the table. And there's a huge emphasis on enjoying the conversations you have with your children, too. And so I hope a lot of women and men, if you're responsible for cooking, will kind of see some of these little call outs and be encouraged by some of the messaging in the book.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to Brooke Griffin. She is the author of a beautiful new cookbook. It's called Skinny Suppers. For more information, you can go to skinnymom.com or you can visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now, and we'll have additional information. Now, Brooke, in the book, you feature twice as nice recipes. Explain to us what those are.
Yeah, so twice as nice simply means that when you reheat it, the next day it's going to taste better or than before. I mean, that's what I kind of think. Just as good or better than before. And I love this because as a busy mom, you spend so much time cooking dinner. So what better way to get kind of a double bonus out of it? You can reheat it, take it to lunch, and have great leftovers. And a lot of the recipes are considered twice as nice in the cookbook.
Okay. Now, for dairy, you believe that dairy is a great way to reduce calories. How so?
Yeah. So I think dairy obviously adds a lot of flavor, but when you use real cheese or real butter, you can actually use less of it. So you're still going to get the same great taste and flavor. But when you cut back, you're going to cut back on calories and fat.
So that's one of the tips from the book. You have a whole chart there, too, about dairy, too, as well. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I have a whole chart in the book that speaks to dairy and a lot of the things I refer to as skinny swaps. So swaps such as using Greek yogurt instead of high-fat mayo or not using heavy cream. And you can use non-fat milk to make great sauces. So there's a whole chart that kind of really shows you how to use what I call skinny swaps in cooking that will, you know, hopefully become a lifestyle in a way that a lot of men and women start cooking.
Okay, good. And so that's a good lead into my next question. You kind of touched on it, but let's talk about what's the key, because, you know, you want to eat healthy, but sometimes we think about eating healthy and we think, okay, it's not going to taste good. It's like either or. It's like either I'm going to eat healthy or it's going to taste good. I mean, which one do I want?
Exactly. Well, and that was really the goal in this book. As I said, I want to make recipes that don't taste healthy. They taste really yummy, really delicious. And I think it is all about balancing the types of ingredients that you use. So, you know, referring back to that chart with these skinny swaps, once you start doing this and this becomes a way that you cook, you're going to become very comfortable in using a lot of your pantry staples. That's one thing I talk about, just things that you have on hand combined with fresh ingredients and then the skinny swaps. And it creates big, bold flavored meals that are lightened up in calories and fat, and you'd never know they're healthy.
All right. And again, we're talking to Brooke Griffin. The title of the book is Skinny Suppers. I'm Rodney Lear. You're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. For more information, head to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Go there and like us there now. And you can also visit skinnymom.com as well. Now, let's talk about this. In the book, you offer 5 strategies for a balanced meal. Tell me about those strategies.
Yeah, so the 5 strategies for a balanced meal, I think, really go back to making sure that you have great portion control, making sure, again, that you're using these skinny swaps, and then also making sure that you're pairing your suppers, which I like to do, with a healthy side dish. And then another suggestion, too, that I always try to encourage families is to get your kids involved in helping cook and getting that balanced meal on the table.
And you say put a lot of fruits and vegetables on the plate as well.
Yes, definitely pack in the vegetables and fruit, because what this does is it adds a ton of fiber and calorie dense foods. And so when you have a lot of these, then you can, you know, enjoy and kind of splurge on some of your higher carb or higher fat foods. But you're not going to feel like your portions are small. I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, I love to eat. And so I want a full plate of food to eat so that when I leave the table, I'm not hungry or wanting more.
So, Brooke, let me ask you this. There are so many cookbooks on the market today. What makes your book, Skinny Suppers, what makes it unique?
Yeah, I think this book is unique in that it calls attention to a lot of those easy recipes or more comfort food recipes that can be cooked really quickly, but that can be lightened up. Because I think what I've kind of found in my experience, a lot of the healthier cookbooks, they call for a ton of ingredients. They're a little bit maybe harder or more overwhelming because they take a little bit more time. These are those simple recipes, classic comfort foods, and you can use a lot of your pantry staples and you can get them on the table in less than 30 minutes, most of them.
Okay, because there's nothing more frustrating than getting a cookbook and they have list ingredients and it's like, I've never heard of this. What is this? Where would I even go to get this?
Exactly. Or having to go to a specialty store to, you know, pick up one thing that you might not ever use again. Yeah, that's so frustrating.
Now, let's talk about this. Now, why is it important for moms to eat healthy? Why is that so important? I think, you know, with Skinny Mom and things like that, why is it so important for moms to eat healthy?
Well, I think most moms are making the decisions for supper times for their families. And so I think it's so important for us as moms to eat healthy because, one, we're setting the example for our families, but also our kids and our significant others and husbands will usually follow suit in what we prepare for them. So if we're getting a healthy meal on the table, then we're already taking that first step in the right direction to make sure our family eats healthy.
And since we're talking about parents and eating habits, I think it's just so easy for parents, us as parents, both moms and dads, to pull up to that drive-through window. I am a dad, and I know I'm guilty of this, to pull up to that drive-through window.
Yes, and it is, I think it's too easy for that to happen. And so I really think it starts with a plan. You know, I grew up with that old saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And that was one of the things too. You know, you need what I call a meal planning calendar. So even if you've never really set out to cook healthy for your family, there's a great calendar in the cookbook. Start with one night a week, plan out that supper. And I guarantee if you know in advance that you're going to cook that night and you know what you're cooking, you're going to be set up for success for that week.
And as I mentioned earlier, very beautiful pictures in the book. Now, is that your home, your kitchen?
That is. That's my home
with
in Kentucky.
Your son? Yeah.
Yes. Oh, thanks. It's all about good lighting, I've learned. You want that sunlight coming in.
All right. Well, thank you so much. If our listeners would like to find out more about you, Brooke Griffin, how can they find out more?
Yeah, they can find out more on the website at skinnymom.com. And the book is now available wherever books are sold.
All right. And it's a bestseller.
It is. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, thank you and congratulations. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking to Brooke Griffin. Again, the title of the book is Skinny Suppers, 125 Lightened Up Healthier Meals for Your Family. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. For more information, you can visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. Well, that's it for this edition of the show. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.